White Death, written by Clive Cussler with Paul Kemprikos. Prologue 1. West of the British Isles, 1515. Diego Aguirre's awoke from his restless sleep, thinking that a rat had scurried across his face. His wide forehead was bathed in a cold sweat, his heart hammered in his chest, and a formless panic gnawed hungrily at his innards. He listened to the muffled snores of his sleeping crewmen and the chuckle and swash of wavelets against the wooden hull. Nothing appeared to be amiss. Yet he couldn't shake the uneasy feeling that an unseen threat lurked in the shadows. Easing from his hammock, Aguirre's wrapped a thick woolen blanket around his brawny shoulders and climbed a companionway to the fog-shrouded deck. In the muted light of the moon, the solidly built caravel glistened as if it were made of spider webs. Aguirre went over to a form huddled next to the yellow glow of an oil lamp. "Good evening, Captain," the man said at his approach. Aguirre was pleased to see that the watch was awake and alert. "Good evening," the captain replied. "All goes well."
"Yes, sir. Still no wind, though."
Aguirre glanced up at the ghostly masts and sails.
"It will come. I can smell it."
"Aye, Captain,"
the man said, stifling a yawn.
"Go below and get some sleep. I'll relieve you."
"It isn't time yet. My shift's not over for another turn of the glass."
The captain picked up the hourglass next to the lamp and turned it over.
"There," he said. "Now it's time."
The man grunted his thanks and shuffled off to the crew's quarters, while the captain took up a post in the ship.